This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Arguments over controversial language characterizing the state of Israel continue to dominate the UN's World Conference Against Racism. In Durban, South Africa today, a group of non-governmental organizations ended a parallel meeting by denouncing Israel as, quote, a racist apartheid state. Jewish groups walked out en masse. Western diplomats say the NGO action endangers a larger UN agreement. NPR's Philip Martin is in Durban and joins us on the line. Hello, Philip.
Oh, hello, Lisa. How are you?
What actually happened? What exactly happened today? What's going on inside the UN Conference Center?
Well, I think the best way of putting it is to say that the conflict in the Middle East has all but taken over the public aspects of this conference. Despite the best efforts by some of the delegates here to moderate anti-Israeli language proposed by Arab and Islamic states, a majority, absolute majority of non-governmental organizations agreed that the final NGO declaration should state that Israel has committed, and I'm going to quote here, racist crimes including genocide and ethnic cleansing. Now, while Jewish organizations were expecting the NGO declaration to include a harsh denunciation of Israel, several people whom I spoke with seemed genuinely shocked by the language in the final document. This included Democratic Congressman Tom Lantos, who, as you know, is a Holocaust survivor, and he was quite explicit in how he felt.
The issue is very simple. This conference is designated as a conference against discrimination. The conference, as we speak, is in the process of discriminating against the state of Israel.
Well, it sounds like an impasse. So what's going to happen next? I understand that there's some movement on the diplomatic front to try to moderate language in the official declaration.
Yeah, that's absolutely an important point and an important differentiation. Indeed, it should be pointed out that the declaration that was passed today was in the context of a non-governmental organization forum voted on by about 3,000 representatives. Now, there apparently is some effort afoot by the Norwegian government to broker compromise on wording on the official United Nations declaration that some say might be acceptable to Washington. Norway was asked to intervene because of its historic role in brokering the Oslo Peace Accord between Israel and the Palestinians in 1993. If there is no compromise on the language, the U.S., which is represented by low-level diplomats here, say they're going to walk out of the conference.
Well, Philip, given all this attention that's being paid to the situation in the Middle East and this kind of language, what else is being discussed at the conference and what is being accomplished?
Well, you're right. It seems like nothing else is being discussed. I mean, most media attention is on the Middle East. But delegates and NGO representatives, they're actually wrestling with a whole range of issues. For example, indigenous peoples here, including Native Americans and Alaskans, are heavily involved in drafting language that they say would confer the same rights to them as any other oppressed group under international law. What they're trying to do is to prevent the United Nations from voting on a final declaration that would include a paragraph which they believe would make it difficult for indigenous peoples the world over to file land claims against their respective governments. Now, interestingly, African Americans and other descendants of slaves say they share this concern in connection with the other big issue here, that is reparations for slavery and colonialism. Now, the U.S. and some Western countries say they won't agree to language that explicitly endorses reparations. But a compromise on this issue may be coming up. It's been suggested here that Western nations make new commitments to help fund African development programs. It's an idea that France has accepted, and as well as some other European nations. But few of the Western delegates here want to pay explicitly for the legacy of slavery.
NPR's Philip Martin in Durban, South Africa at the UN Conference Against Racism. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you, Lisa.